Good morning, everyone. This is Gregory Hillman. I am your publishing house owner. Today is January 26th. The year is 2021. It's about 7:30 in the morning here in the United States, and we wanted to reach out to everyone and thank you all for such great content this year. You had such terrific information to share through your publishing house. The writers, for the most part, did a really good job. There's some people who don't really understand basic concepts of morality and how to problem solve, but that's typical. And so, you know, we want to recognize some of those people who really destroy our lives. You know, they really screw us up. They hurt us. They insist on harming us. They insist on harming me and other disabled, protected, vulnerable adults who have been abused for many years by them and their peers in the government systems, all the non-government organizations and also the government organizations, as well as the private sector, because these people have really hurt us for a long time and they've never done anything to help us. So instead of using our taxes to return our stolen children or to assist those who are in real need, people like Parent Dome, Ryan, people like Analog Tech, people like Mozzie, M-O-Z-Z-I-E, people like Gulp, people like Tuesday Tells, people like Batoto, people like 168, people like Karen Pastroli or whatever her name is, you know, all these fake little pseudonames just go around and you know, they lie about other people. They try to gaslight them, try to make them psychologically lighten up to harm them. And they do this to mostly left behind parents who are barely able to struggle to survive. And they do this to homeless men. You know, they attack homeless men. They put people in front of homeless men or get other people to attack homeless men so that they can kill them off. They attack them with mental health frauds, like Parent Dome's wife, Ryan's wife, is a mental health fraud. She believes that marriages need to end in divorce and that she gets to have her marriage and her family, but you don't get to have yours because she doesn't want to support you and your family. She wants to destroy you because what doesn't kill you makes Ryan's wife a fucking bigger cunt bitch, right? And, you know, his children really need to know about this because it's damaging his children. And when his children grow up in these different schools and they go out to see friends or they're on their private property talking to neighbors, the neighbors and the other friends know that, you know, their parent, Ryan, at, you know, who goes by Parent Dome on Facebook and Twitter and Periscope and every single other thing, you know, he's a fraud. He's a criminal. He has mental defects that are causing real psychological damage and permanent harm, physical harm, to the people who are trying to live in a free way with their families. He never returns a single child to both parents. He never helps anyone stay married. He never makes great marriages. He just wants his marriage, his family, his shit, your taxes. And what's Ryan's is Ryan's, and what is yours is Ryan's. So Ryan gets to have his privacy. Ryan gets to have his little computers that he, you know, spooges on all day. But you're not allowed to have that. You're not allowed to use a computer. You're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to sell your equipment. You're not allowed to sell helpful things like bicycles to help other people out so that you can have the money to be able to eat. No, Ryan needs to shut you down because what you say is exposing Ryan's harm and Parent Dome's harm to the global population and also to the local populations that he associates with. The people who are inside the United States would rather he was dead. We would rather see him die so that we can live in peace without his harassment, you know, without him continuing to allow pedophiles to watch our children, to taunt us with children on buses that are either being sex trafficked or pretending to be sex trafficked by his FBI, CIA fraud, pedophile buddies, right? I'm sure all these guys get together and they drink and they, you know, get all juiced up on some alcohol and fucking beat their kids and whatever it is they do. But that's, you know, that's on them. And, you know, we'll certainly do what we have to do to fuck Parentdome up since he is that way. It's not going to be me that does that, of course. It's going to be all of the other parents and all the other disabled people and all of the other children that he's harmed for his whole life. His wife's the same way. I mean, so many children have suffered because of her tactics when pushing divorce on people that they're angry with her and they're ready to lash out and beat the hell out of her. Maybe to death, maybe just torture for her for a while, like they've done to their single moms that stole them from their other parent. And so we're looking forward to watching this. Hopefully we can see this all live for the world to see, because these people have real mental defects. And as we know, people who steal children, people who are parental child alienators, people who, you know, want what they want and you don't get to have anything, like, you know, Analog Tech, Mozzie, Gulp, Tuesday Tells, Toto, 168, Karen Pistroli, whatever the fuck her name is. These people are all intending you harm. They stonewall you. They make sure that you're not allowed to speak, and you're not allowed to speak to anyone else either. You're not allowed to talk at all because they know what's right. And what's right is for you to die and for them to rape and kill and profiteer off your stolen children. So they need to make your taxes. They can't make money doing something helpful to other people, so they have to be paid taxes to hurt the fuck out of other people. And we just wanted to make sure that you guys got this report before the end of the day. And, you know, we love you all. Just really hope that the rest of you can stand up to these people, because the bully, like Ryan Parentdome, his fraud psychologist, divorced promoter wife, and the rest of his little crew of criminals that harm our public spaces, you know, they really should have been stopped a long time ago, but we offered the other cheek and tried to continue to live our lives, but they continue to harass us, they continue to harm us, and they just won't give up. So I guess, you know, what happens when the bully just doesn't give up? Well, the people who they're bullying have to then stand up to the bully and fuck them up. I'll see you soon, bro.